This is St. Louis Public Radio. How are you doing 10 years after the Great Recession? Experts say the U.S. economy has fully recovered from the greatest downturn since the Great Depression, but not to its pre-recession levels. Over the coming months, St. Louis Public Radio will be talking to area residents to see how they're faring. Today, reporter Mary Leonard introduces us to a woman who lost her home in Kirkwood to foreclosure 10 years ago this month.
The public service ads hit the national airwaves in late 2007, often at night when worried homeowners couldn't sleep.
Foreclosure doesn't affect just you. It affects your whole family.
The ads urged distressed homeowners to call a hotline or their lenders for help.
Because nothing is worse than doing nothing.
Economists say the Great Recession started in December 2007. But for homeowners like Maureen McKenzie, it began months earlier. When her adjustable rate mortgage payment doubled to more than $1,600 a month, she tried working with her lender, but it was futile. Mackenzie's eyes still fill with tears when she recalls moving out of her little white frame house in Kirkwood just before it was sold at a foreclosure auction at the St. Louis County Courthouse.
It's very painful. I still miss that house. I still grieve losing that house. It was not only the house that I grew up in, it was my sanctuary.
Mackenzie's American dream was a small one, just 900 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, on a tree-shaded cul-de-sac. She was divorced and in her 50s when she bought the house in 2004 from her father, who had owned it for half a century. She refinanced it a year later when chronic health issues forced her to leave her job.
Somebody had referred me to this guy that could do these low-interest or no-interest mortgages, so I refinanced, and then within a very short time, the mortgage payment went up and up and up.
In May 2008, Mackenzie's house joined hundreds of thousands of foreclosures clogging the real estate market and stoking the recession. 4 months later, the U.S. economy was on the brink of collapsing. President George W. Bush grimly addressed the nation.
America's economy is facing unprecedented challenges, and we are responding with unprecedented action.
The federal government would spend $700 billion to stabilize the nation's financial institutions. The Great Recession officially ended in June 2009. But before it was over, 10 million Americans would lose their homes to foreclosure, and employers would shed more than 8 million jobs. Looking back, St. Louis financial analyst Julie Neiman blames bad government policy and lax lending for allowing risky subprime and adjustable rate loans in the first place, and Wall Street for bundling them into mortgage-backed securities.
All the lenders wanted were the fees. So you had all this garbage debt out there. The primary cause was bad real estate lending. Then you had Wall Street jump in, slicing and dicing these mortgages. Basically, they'd had no collateral.
Economist Bill Emmons of the St. Louis Federal Reserve says the economy has recovered, but at a new normal.
If you look at the aggregate numbers, things like household wealth, all families together, if you look at the unemployment rate, if you look at GDP, the output of goods and services, I think you'd have to conclude that we're fully recovered, but at a lower point than we thought we would be 10 years ago.
Emmons notes that the recovery has been lower and slower for Americans who were hit the hardest, especially minorities and young families. Mackenzie is 66 now and plans to keep working. She has no retirement savings.
A lot of people I know are still struggling. We're still struggling.
Mackenzie says she met and married her soulmate during the recession. They live in a small one-story house in South St. Louis County. It's similar to the home she lost to foreclosure. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.